You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. That's Jeffrey Bear. He is one of my favorite people in Chicago media. Is it fair to say Chicago historian? Is that fair, Jeffrey? Because that's how I view you.
You know, I've always said that I'm not a credentialed historian. I'm a TV host, but I've been doing it for 30 years. And I had an intern once who was a history major at Loyola, which has a great history program. And she said, I am a public historian. So I thought, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I think that the 30 years of you educating people about this city, the area, the history of it, I think it qualifies. The latest adventure that you're on is touring Chicagoland's lakefront with Jeffrey Bear. It's going to be on WTTW starting today, April 14th. You can check it out. What made you say, and I was thinking when I saw the preview, I said, you know, I've had that same thought inside of an airplane of how recognizable Chicago is just from the lakefront. And I usually fly Midway, and they always go out on the lake, turn around, and then land at Midway. So, well, what was the moment when you said, I need to do something that's specific to Chicago's lakefront?
Well, so I've been doing the shows, as I said, for 30 years on WTTW. And actually, we remake a number of our shows because, you know, we rerun them. And after a while, this is such a dynamic city, the shows get outdated. We can't run them anymore. And we have done the lakefront two previous times. In some meeting, our programming, you know, executive said, man, I can't run that lakefront show anymore. We should do a show about the lakefront. So, you know, what was great about it this time around is I think the shows are quite different now from the ones I've done over the last, you know, many decades. And I got a wonderful producer, Mike West, and he said, let's do stuff we've never done before. And let's not try to make it a sweeping one end to the other comprehensive story of the lakefront. Let's find stories along the lakefront and take sort of deeper dives into them and meet great people along the way. And so it's a really different show. I enjoyed that a lot about making this show. And I can give you some examples if you want.
Please.
So, down near where you live in this around, University of Chicago area. So right off of 47th Street, did you know there's a shipwreck that's about 500 yards offshore and in 8 feet of water? You could literally swim to it.
No.
So, and you don't have to know how to scuba. I don't know how to scuba dive, you know. So we got on a little boat and we went out there and I put on snorkeling gear and we got an underwater camera and I went down and snorkeled this shipwreck. It was in 1914. All that's left is this big metal, rusty metal boiler and the propeller of the ship. It was a kind of an excursion boat that was going to take some University of Chicago students to the steel mills in Gary, like business school students. But on their way down there to pick them up, there's a big rocky outcropping on the bottom of the lake there. It's only about, it depends on lake levels. It could be just a few feet under the water. It's a remnant of a coral reef when Chicago 425 million years ago was down by the equator. And this is one of the few places where Chicago bedrock, the old, you know, limestone coral reef, prehistoric, it pokes up above the surface and boats, you know, historically have run aground on it. And this boat ran aground. And so now you can snorkel. So we snorkel a shipwreck. That's one of the things that I do in the show.
That's amazing. And yeah, you know, I live not too far from Promontory Point. And Promontory Point is known for the limestone. People of Hyde Park, we are very protective of the point because of that. So I wasn't, when I saw some of the episode, I was not expecting to go that far back in history where you're saying, oh, well, here's Chicago when it used to be near the Tropic of Capricorn. And now look at where it is as the world has evolved and moved and changed. I really love, Jeffrey, that you guys started with DuSable. And as much stuff as is named after DuSable, I still think that there is a gap in the knowledge of what it is that he did to build and help found Chicago. And I enjoyed the idea that he created the first big box store. And
I loved that line. That's a line that my producer, Mike West, wrote that line. I thought it was perfect. DuSable is, you know, generally considered to be the first permanent resident of Chicago. It should be noted that Native American indigenous people have lived here for centuries before DuSable. But sometime not too long after the American Revolution, DuSable settled at what was then very close to the lake shore, the mouth of the Chicago River. It's been moved. The lake shore has been moved out into the lake quite a bit since then. This is kind of right where Tribune Tower is today, or the Apple Store along the river. And this is a good example. We found Mike, my producer, found this wonderful scholar at Lake Forest College, who really has done a lot of work on DuSable. She's really, really great, a great personality in the show, and she loves DuSable. She said that one of the few descriptions of him that have survived is that he was a handsome Negro with an affinity for drink. And she said, that's a swipe right on a dating profile right there.
I saw that. It was hilarious.
Yeah. So, and yeah, I mean, he, you know, in earlier times when, you know, he was of African, some sort of African descent, African, maybe Native American, maybe Haitian. There isn't a whole lot totally known about him, probably Haitian. Because he was a person of color, I think historically the people who wrote history never really gave him much credit. And in fact, they used to describe his settlement as a kind of a rude cabin, a primitive cabin on the mouth of the Chicago River. Quite the contrary, as you just said, big box store. I mean, he built a major operation at the mouth of the Chicago River. He had a home with, you know, artwork and glass doors and nice furniture. And he had outbuildings and livestock, and his wife, who was indigenous, Kitihawa, was his sort of link to the local indigenous population and made him very successful at sort of, you know, bridging that gap between the traders coming in, the non-native traders and the Native Americans they were trading with. So he was a real entrepreneur and does deserve a lot of credit for what he built.
The other thing that stood out to me, and I hope people please, you know, you follow this, Touring Chicago's Lakefront with Jeffrey Bear. I was struck by how important the conservation part, it comes across that we might be taking the lakefront for granted. It is one of the star, you know, the jewels inside of the crown that is Chicago, but we do need to be aware of what might take it away. It might change. And there's a history of the lake taking away from the land taking away from the lake in the entire history of the city. Why was that an important part for you to put into this?
So, you know, I've done these programs, as we've said, for, you know, 30 years. And I think people sometimes characterize me as a Chicago booster. And so, you know, they imagine that my programs are going to be these kind of just gushy Valentines to Chicago with all this sort of sugar coating of everything. But I think that's boring. And I think what people really want and what's more interesting is a real story, a three-dimensional story of not just all the wonderful things, but the reality of all the things that have happened. So environmental threats to the lake are a big part of this story, as is racial, you know, injustice. And so, you know, we also talk about the 1919 race riots, which started on a beach on Lake Michigan, you know, on the Chicago lakefront. You know, we talk about the steel workers who were slaughtered in the Memorial Day massacre at Republic Steel on the Calumet River back in the 1930s. So we try to tell a three-dimensional story. And I think that's just, it's not only is it more interesting, it's important because the lakefront is our, I like to say the lakefront is our one spectacular natural resource. You know, it's a city built on a swamp. We don't have a mountain range. We don't have a canyon, but we've got the lake. And I think it's really important for people to understand the fragility of the lake, as vast as it is. It's kind of the myth of America. You know, people settled America and it just seemed infinite. You know, we didn't really know that you could use it all up, you know? And I think it's important for us to understand the fragility of the lake and the ecosystem that we're blessed to have at our doorstep.
We'll get back to the pod in just a minute. Have you been juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks? There's a lot of stress involved with that, especially when it comes to website security. With Kensta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kensta makes managing your website easy and efficient so you can spend your time on what matters most. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kensta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. If you're ready to experience Kensta's hosting for yourself, get your first month free when you sign up at Kensta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kensta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The access to the lakefront is also interesting. I know from my own history, right? I grew up in Roseland, you know, so around 111th and Halsted is where I grew up. And that's really only about 3 miles away from the lake. I didn't go to the lake until I was probably 12 or 13 years old. And I'm finding that there are a lot of people from the South Side that rings true with a lot of them. Where it's like, you know, I didn't make it to the beach. And the first beach I ever went to was Rainbow Beach over on 78th on the lakefront. And it completely changed my perspective on the world, because just seeing that body of water, like, we're very lucky that it's close. And I had a conversation with a friend of mine who does an after school program. And this was a few years ago, but it was, again, it was 11 and 12 year olds, and they had never been to the lakefront. Like, that's a big thing. And it matters when you're trying to see that the world is a big place. Even though Chicago is vast itself, the perspective that being on the lakefront can give you is immense.
Yeah. You know, it talks about, it's a, you know, it's a story of privilege and lack of privilege, of accessibility, of transportation, you know, to get people there. But you're right. I mean, when you're raised in an area, I sort of had the flip side of that experience. I was born in Highland Park, which is on the lake,
right,
on the North Shore. And we moved to Deerfield when I was 10, but, you know, I could ride my bike to the lakefront easily. I just thought everybody had a beach pass, you know, and could go to the lake. You're raised in your own bubble, you know. Didn't even occur to me that you couldn't, like, have a beach pass and go down and build a sandcastle on the lake, you know. And I think that people who are very isolated in their own world and they don't have access to things like the lakefront get a very, you know, a certain view of the world that, you know, can be quite challenging for them.
It's amazing too, because now, like, I can't imagine my Chicago experience without it. Like, as an adult, I pretty much have not strayed from the lake, right. Whether it's Kenwood, Hyde Park, or Woodlawn. Like, I've been really close to being on the lakefront because of its beauty, it's the quiet of it, its splendor, the views of downtown, like all of that stuff. You've done this for so long. You've told these stories for so long. What continues to drive you to want to tell these stories?
It's the huge sum of money I get paid from WTTW.
I always say, Jeffrey, that's why they pay us the medium bucks.
Yeah. The public media bucks. You know, well, I have said that earlier in the conversation that the shows have really evolved over time. And one of the things that I'm doing more now is just including more voices in the show. And, you know, just the people that we meet, the people that I meet, that I get to interview and feature in the program, just always, I get such a kick out of meeting all these different new people. And hearing their perspectives, which are obviously different from my perspective on the city that I thought I knew really well, I also just always learn something new. You know, every single time I do the one of these shows, even if I've done it twice before, there is always so much new that I never knew. And of course, that's the other thing that we've always said, or I've always said, is part of the appeal of the programs, is that I never knew that phenomenon. People say that to me all the time. Oh, I've lived in Chicago all my life and I never knew that. I didn't know there was a shipwreck 8 feet under the water, 500 feet from shore, a few blocks from my house, you know, at 47th Street. So that always, you know, and in this program in particular, which will be debuting tonight, Monday night, April 14th on WTTW, 7 p.m., Chicago's lakefront. We really did try to do things we've just never done before. So, you know, in addition to diving a shipwreck, I went fishing. Are you a fisherman?
No. My grandfather was a fisherman. He loved it. I've never taken to it. I don't know why, but I saw you were out here, man. You were at Calumet Fisheries, like, You really, really did this thing.
Yeah, well, I had, you know, Calumet Fisheries, for those who don't know, is legendary. It's this little, you know, smoked fish shack right at the 95th Street Bridge on the Calumet River, and sort of in the shadow of the Skyway. And it's a legacy of the days when there was a big commercial fishing business on the lakes, which is, you know, completely gone now. There's one operation still left very far north on Lake Michigan, but beyond that, it's gone. And, you know, the fishermen would come and and drop off their catch. And they had this, they have this shack, little shack out in back that's a smokehouse that's been there since 1928, I think. Hasn't been cleaned since then. And, you know, so it's full of that historic smoke.
That's where the flavor is. I saw when you asked about whether it had been cleaned, and the guy was like, nah. Like, this, we keep it the same because that's where the it's like ordering. I always tell people Aurelio's Pizza out in Homewood. You always have to order it from the old oven. I don't know what it is, and maybe it is in our mind, but it's the flavor is packed in there.
Absolutely. And I loved that guy who I met there, who was sort of runs the smokehouse operation. It's a young guy. And just really, really, you can tell he just loves the history of the place. You know, he's a young guy, grew up in the neighborhood, but he's really, really knowledgeable about the history of Calumet Fisheries. I had never been there before, and it was just, you know, mouthwatering. It was just so great to go there. The fishing, when I went fishing myself in the show, I mean, as you, you know, like you, I'm not a fisherman. We went 12 miles offshore, and I said to the fishing boat captain, you know, we got all these cameras and people on the boat here, you know, what if we don't catch any fish? And he's like, we've never come back without fish. And I'm like, well, it's always the first time. But, you know, it's like 12 lines going off the boat with, like, some are low, some are high, some are different guys. It's crazy. And we caught, I think we came back with like 12 or 14 big fish. You know, they're let me get back here. Big fish. They're like Pacific salmon, which are not native to Lake Michigan, but were introduced to kill some other invasive species, and huge. And lake trout, which are huge. And it was just a weird experience for me, you know, like pulling on this line. And I say in the show, I had a little remorse afterwards because I'm not a hunter. I'm not a fisherman. This thing is fighting for its life and I'm going to kill it. But of course I eat fish. So how can I say I'm unwilling to catch a fish?
You said that it premieres tonight when we're recording. What other ways can people consume it if they want to check it out?
Yeah, our shows are available anywhere, anytime. You know, if you miss it on April 14th at 7 p.m. on WTTW, you know, you can go to our website, WTTW.com/lakefront, which has got all kinds of great additional features on there, including an exclusive web exclusive video feature that the producer Mike West did of these people who go swimming in Lake Michigan 365 days a year. He went, it was a polar vortex, and he went out there with our camera crew, and these people got in this water. The guy drops a thermometer in the water and it's like 34 degrees or something. He's picking up pieces of ice and cracking them while he's in the water. And anyway, that's, you kind of can't stop watching that. Anyway, that's on the website, WTTW.com/lakefront. And you can watch the show there. We have the PBS app, which if you have a Roku or Apple TV, you can download the PBS app and you can watch all my shows there. We have a YouTube channel, and we'll put the show up on YouTube. So there's all kinds of ways to watch. And then we'll rerun the show, you know, a bunch of times too on the air. So there's all many ways to watch.
If this show is already wrapped, I know that you've already started working on another show. So what's the next thing that we're going to see from you?
Two more in the pipeline in December. I think we're airing it in December, is a show called Chicago Works, where, and I love, this is again what I love. These are all the people you never see, you know, who are like the people who raise and lower the bridges. Or I go out into the alleys with the people who kill the rats, and they're the nicest people in the world. I mean, we're strolling along with these people, and I said, you don't seem like cold-blooded killers, you know. And then I go inside the scoreboard at Wrigley Field and I help them change the score. I help them change the floor at the United Center from basketball to hockey. And I get I got to shoot some hoops on the basketball floor. And then I got to ride around on the Zamboni. And then I got to skate around on the ice at United Center. I often say it's my job to go places you're not allowed to go. Well, not you, Lawrence, you're allowed to go anywhere, but, you know, places where most people aren't allowed to go, and show you what's there. And then we have another show coming up about a year from now that we're just starting, about the railroads of Chicago. It's called Riding the Rails with Jeffrey Bear. And I'm a big railroad geek, you know, and so this has been really fun starting to work on this program.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love it. Anytime that you do stuff, I want to talk to you about it, because it's always, I think it makes us better as a city to learn more about the city and how it works and all the beauty that is. And it's okay for you to be a romantic about the city, Jeffrey. Like, don't let people take that away from you, because we already have enough people telling us how bad things are.
No kidding.
It's yeah. Nice to be like, hey, here's something that you might not know that you'll probably enjoy once you know it. So it's okay to write the love letters to the city.
Yeah, and I think the shows skew that way. I mean, they can't help it. I love Chicago, you know. I'm just saying that I think you need to tell a whole story to make it interesting and to make it real and important. You do have to tell the whole story, but no, there's no danger that I will be skewing towards the negative. I'm too much of a lover of Chicago for that.
It's the truth. Thank you so much for doing this. It's always a pleasure when we get the opportunity to talk.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.